We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Last hour on The Fan for me tonight. It's opening day. We made it. Long winter, long off season after the failure of last year's baseball season with the Mets and the Yankees. That's done. That's done. So don't call the show talking about 75 wins with an asterisk. Don't call the show talking about 82-80. Don't call the show talking about the June swoon of last year. Don't call the show talking about the 9-game losing streak. It's done. It's done. We got a fresh season ahead of us. 877-337-6666. Call me up with your thoughts and takes, your hopes and dreams, your optimism, who you think is going to ball out this year, who you think is going to surprise some people, who do you think is going to emerge, who do you think is going to suck? We don't do that a lot. Who do you think is going to absolutely fold and not live up to expectations? And not just here with the Mets and the Yankees. Maybe you're an Ohtani hater. Like, I'm on record saying I'm rooting for Ohtani to lose, but not lose, like, the gambling suspension type of stuff. Like, I'm rooting for him to fail. Now, don't get me wrong. If the gambling stuff affects him mentally where he can't perform, I'm cool with that as well. I just don't want to see the Dodgers go out there and spend $1 billion and actually build a super team, get to the World Series, like, that easy. I don't think it'll happen. Like, that's how baseball works. Like, you don't just get to buy your way to anything. If it was that simple, right, the Yankees would do it. No, they win luxury tax. Man, I'm excited for the season. There's so many players, exciting players. Like, we forget about O'Neal Cruz as we talk about Ellie De La Cruz. No relation. But, like, O'Neal Cruz for the Pirates was Ellie De La Cruz before Ellie De La Cruz. Like, the season before, we were like, man, this guy is throwing hard. Yo, this guy can run. This guy just hit the ball a mile. Now you've got those two facing off in the NL Central. Julio Rodriguez, my phone is streaming live on TikTok. Shout out to people on TikTok. I wish I could go to the bets that I was just putting in. Man, I put a bunch of bets in on Julio Rodriguez to ball. I think he could win AL MVP. Ohtani is out of the way for the American League. It's wide open. I would love to see Judge win another one. Juan Soto, have a Judge-like walk year, win an MVP. Fernando Tatis Jr., just a few years ago, was the face of baseball. He was on the cover of MLB The Show. Everybody was talking about this kid, El Nino. This guy was the hottest thing under the sun. Then, obviously, he had the whole ringworm scandal with the PEDs. Then he had the bike incident, and it just derailed. But that guy can play. You know that guy can play. Man, there's so many storylines. There's so many things that we're not even thinking of that we're going to see. And, man, this is my last hour tonight. And then we have opening day, all the games. I think, obviously, there's no 1 o'clock game with the rain out of the Mets. And also the Braves-Phillies game is rained out. So the first game is at 3:05. You'll hear all of our shows until Evan and Tiki go off, I believe, at like around 3, so John and Susan can kick in from Minute Maid Park, and it's on. I just can't wait to see those goofy fans, like I said before, that wear like alien gear and spacesuits and dress up like they're, you know, in Nassau for baseball games. Like, we don't do any of that. Like, in the Bronx, I guess some people dress up as, like, judge in the judges' chambers. People wear mustaches for Nestor Cortez. But we don't do any of that. We don't have a mascot. We don't do some of that goofiness. They have a whole mascot with Orbit. I don't know. You could tell I'm a Houston Astros hater. I hated them really since 2015 when I sat in the bleachers and watched the Yankees lose to Dallas Keuchel. And Colby Rasmus hit that home run to section 204. And, man, I remember watching that ball hit and land and skip up. And I got it and threw it back. And I knew we were losing that night, man. I knew we were losing that night. And then the Astros have owned the Yankees ever since. How nice would it be to watch a baseball season where the Yankees actually get some revenge, actually meet up with the Astros in October and beat them? Cole could be back. Maybe they'll get a starting pitcher at the deadline. Maybe they'll be able to actually trade for one. I don't know. Let's bring you guys back in. Let's go to my guy, Mario, out in Long Beach on the Fan. What's up, Mario?
What's going on?
You know, hosting the show.
Nice show. Nice show, as always. Let me ask a question. You said you could have put more time into baseball. Did you think you had the same skills in baseball as you did in football?
No, man.
If you worked on it?
Baseball was hard.
No, but if you worked on it, did you think you had it in you to be as good as baseball as you were in football?
I think so. I was always fast. I was always athletic. I was always strong, and not for nothing. Like, I stopped playing baseball when I started to get good. I was a leadoff hitter. I was playing center field. And, like, that's the thing about baseball. You start to get good when you do it every day, when you rep it every day, when it becomes second nature, when it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
I don't know. No regrets. My life worked out. I ended up getting a football scholarship. But I'm like, man, I could have possibly been something in baseball, which would have had more longevity. Like, as I say, baseball is hard. Football is hard, too. Football hurts. There's a lot of times, like, playing football in college, I was like, this isn't worth it to feel like this, man. This isn't worth it to, like, still be feeling hits or be sore from lifting. You know, like, baseball is a different kind of sport. I used to kick it with a lot of baseball players in college, and they were chill. They were packing lips. They were drinking beers and going to practice the next day, doing their BP, doing their bullpens, and still partying every night.
You know, that Ohtani thing, I have something I want to really tell you quickly on Judge and Acuna, but that Ohtani thing, being a vice president at a bank, and they talked about that they did this wire and he didn't know. There's no way in the world you can wire money out of somebody's account without them doing it.
Yeah.
There's too many checks and balances. Something's not right there.
You have to verify that stuff. There's no way you can steal that much money.
You can't, but you can't wire it.
Mario,
only the person account.
And you're the perfect guy to have on the Fan. I don't know if you've gotten on the Fan to talk about this with anyone else, but
I'll do it with you right now.
Yeah, they said that it was $4.5 million and it was $500 transactions. That's a huge amount of money. That's a red flag. They're alerting everybody when that happens.
But the way wire transfers are done, there's so many checks and balances. Only the person who owns the account can send out the wire. It's impossible if somebody else can.
So Shohei Ohtani had to give permission at some point for us to see that it was 4.5. Like, that's just, I don't know. The math ain't mathing. The stories didn't match up initially. And I think they're trying to make this guy the fall guy, Ipe Mizuhara or whatever. But, like, come on, bro. Just say, I don't know, just say you were trying to do a solid for the guy. I don't think that he's a gambler. Like, Shohei doesn't strike me as a guy that understands props, odds, over, under, any of that. But he does strike me as a guy that has so much money that if he could help somebody out, or if it was, I don't know, I'm not buying the he didn't have any clue. He didn't know.
But here's the other thing, Keith. Nobody's going to give the interpreter $4.5 million line of credit,
right?
You know, how did you
how
get
much
to,
is he pay, how yeah, much no, is how, he getting how, did, how much is he getting paid get by the Angels money? To be an interpreter?
No, but I mean, what bookie is going to allow him to get to $4.5 million?
No one, because after the first, all right, I might let you get to $500,000, but then you do that 9 times.
No. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't want to say it, but it could have bought Ohtani betting. We don't even know that either. Possible.
Yeah, I honestly think it. I think it was, and I think that I talked about it when I got back on the Fan Tuesday. I think that there. I mean, it's just obvious at this point. Ohtani might be this lovable baseball figure. We might not want Ohtani to be the guy that is doing this stuff, but it doesn't make any sense for it to all be this interpreter. And the first game of the Soul Series, I watched that game. They were talking to each other. They were acting like they were perfectly fine. Now all of a sudden, oh, he's telling lies. He stole money from me. Nah, man. They're going to investigate this, and they're going to protect Shohei, but that's not right.
No, not at all. Can I give you my point on Acuña and Judge? I have another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize it because I know I was looking at the difference between the two. So Judge, in the last 3 years, I did a three-year average. He averaged 137 games played over the last 3 years.
Okay.
Acuña only 120, right? So he's been injured a lot.
Acuña missed a lot of time in the year that they won the World Series, right?
Okay, the batting averages. Judge 288, Acuña 295.
Yeah.
On base percentage, Judge 401, Acuña 387.
Okay.
Homers, Judge 138, Acuña 80. RBIs, Judge 304, Acuña 208. Hits, 433 for Judge, 333 for Acuña. The big difference is stolen bases, only 25 for Judge, 119 for Acuña.
Right.
Now, in addition to that,
what about defensive runs saved? I'm just kidding.
Acuña's a bad fielder. According to what I read. I mean, I didn't really watch him that much. Is that true? I mean, I just was going...
I wouldn't say he's a bad fielder. He's not. They're not talking about his glove. They're talking about his bat and what he does on the base paths.
Yeah, something similar to the guy we got.
Soto.
Same thing. But Judge is above average or great.
Judge has a cannon of an arm, and he doesn't miss
too
many.
So I don't know. I mean, I think I heard you say the other day you take Acuña over Judge. I wouldn't, based on one of those numbers.
I'm going off of last season and right now, and this new game that we're in with the pitch clock and the bigger bases. Ronald Acuña Jr. is hell as soon as he steps in that batter's box and as soon as he gets on first base. Judge last year was compromised with the toe. I can't go back to 2022. I'm going off of right now. When someone asked me that question, who I think the best position player in the game is, I'm going with the NL MVP. Really, it's Shohei, but Shohei is half himself this year. He's not pitching. He's not hitting. He's the best player. But if it's like other than him, right under him is the other MVP. Ronald Acuña just affects the game. Judge, you know, when Judge came back, there were some games where Judge wasn't himself. He didn't do too much.
No, he hit 37 homers in 106 games. That's not chopped liver, right?
No, but at the same time, like a lot of that was he. I mean, he was at an MVP pace before he ran into the wall. He came back and did some things. Don't get me wrong. A healthy Judge, that's my guy. That's my dog. I would choose Judge. But like even in spring training, I know it's spring training. Judge hasn't looked like himself. And I don't know if he's just going to magically snap back into being the dominant player that he was with the toe, with the oblique abdominal spring beat up. Like, Judge is only another year older. I hope Judge is still dominant and what he was when he was proving it to Cashman and the Yankees that they had to pay him. But nah, right now, I'm taking Acuña. Ronald Acuña Jr. is a monster.
And, you know, I'll leave you with one thing. Judge's injuries are kind of funny because he's not soft tissue. He doesn't pull muscles all the time.
No, if they're playing hard and fluke injuries.
Yeah, fluke injuries. So that doesn't mean that you have to think that's the way it's going to be all the time. More guys that have hamstring pulls all the time, they're more likely
right,
to have
Stan.
That for their whole career.
What I think with Judge is that he's getting older and he's got a history of injury, so he's worn down, he's beat up, and that bigger frame is just not going to hold up over time.
You know what he has to do, and I'll leave you with this? He's got to play smarter. He doesn't need to dive into a wall for a ball anymore. He doesn't need to.
We'll
he's got to pick and choose his times to do that.
When I was down there, I was watching him play center field, and there was a ball hit to the gap, and he was trying to get to it, but he pulled up at the warning track to not run into the wall. It's in his head now. It's going to affect him now that I am so important to this team, this franchise, and this fan base. I can't be diving for balls. I can't be running into walls. I can't be playing all out because I have to preserve myself. Let's just hope that he's still what he is in the
yeah, plate. Let me ask you one quick question, then I'll go. When he hurt his toe, didn't he save the game with that catch? He won the game.
I mean, I remember it was the Dodgers game. It was definitely a huge play in the game. I know it was a tight game. It might have saved the game. I don't remember exactly. I remember it being a nationally televised game. I think it was Fox Game of the Week. And when he did that, we were literally looking at him as Superman. This guy's
Superman. Thanks for taking my call. How many times did he rob people of homers, too?
A couple times. He robbed Ohtani. Thanks for the call, Mario. I'll say this about Judge. I love Judge. He's a freak. But, like, 2022, we're never seeing that again. We're never seeing that again. That was a year that there was some type of cosmic energy with this guy to prove Brian Cashman wrong, specifically. And I've been saying this on the record so many times that, like, you get that, and that was the best prove-it year we've ever seen. That it may be in all sports. The guy broke the American League home run record that stood for 60-plus years. This guy almost won the Triple Crown. Make sure you say that. Make sure you say that when you talk about that season Judge put together. He was this close to winning the Triple Crown. Luis Arraez with the Twins, they sat him out the last few games. And Judge obviously kept playing. Like, Judge, what do you have, 131 RBIs? RBI. I heard Brian Kenny today on BT and Sal say RBIs. And I'm like, if BK can say RBIs, I guess everybody can say RBIs, but it should be RBI. Anyway, I don't know. That 2022 season with Judge, I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it. The whole world enjoyed it. But that is the same way I had a caller say that the 2022 season for Nestor Cortez is an outlier, an anomaly. That was for Judge, too. And I know we've obviously seen Judge rookie year. How long ago was Judge's rookie year? 8 years ago? I don't know what he's going to put together this year. I don't know what he's going to be this year. I hope he's healthy, though. I hope we can say that he's going to be healthy. 877-337-6666. Ronald Acuna Jr. is a terror. He's a nightmare. Like, this guy can hit the ball out of the ballpark. He can hit it in the gap. If he works a walk, he's getting on. He's stealing second. He's stealing third. Like, I don't know. He's the NL MVP for a reason. I guess when you put numbers together and when you play the game about, you know, time missed over the last 3 years, you can put Judge ahead of him. But I'm going off of last year and who played more games and who was more effective. He was the MVP, bro. He was the MVP. Best position player in the game. If not him, I don't know. I don't know. I have to think about it. I know I did a stream for Bleacher Report not long ago where I ranked the top players. I think I put Mookie Betts up there, too. Now, do I think Mookie's better than Judge? Nah, they're different. They're different. But Mookie is a problem as well. You saw Mookie in the Soul Series, and Mookie's got an MVP and a World Series ring. It's up there. It's Shohei. Shohei is the best player, period. But Shohei is only half himself right now. He's just a hitter. He's just a DH. And I don't know. I think it's going to be in his head that's like, man, they got me. They got me. This is going to come out. Ronald Acuna Jr., reigning NL MVP. Like I said, a 40-70 season. Like stealing bases is an underrated stat, honestly, in baseball. 70? 70 stolen bases, y'all. Anyway, Dan is in Middletown, New Jersey. Dan, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how are you tonight?
I'm good because I know I'm going to drive home in the rain. I'm going to sleep. And, I mean, no matter what time I actually wake up, I'm going to go back to sleep. And then I'm going to figure out some parlays and some bets. And then I get to watch real live baseball. And we're back, and it's on from now until October.
Yeah, I have one that I think I like tomorrow. I like Juan Soto to hit a home run. I have that feeling that he's going to hit a home run.
Predictable, Dan. You must be a Yankee fan.
I am, but, I mean, the odds at plus 600. I mean, we've seen Yankees home run their debuts. Dominguez just did it last year in Houston. So, BetMGM gave me
and you got the Crawford boxes over there for the Oppo. Short field. I don't what's the distance out there in the Crawford boxes?
I think it's 310 down the line.
Yeah. I might have to put
that I'm an MLB The Show player, so.
Yeah, I don't play video games. I stopped playing video games when I was 12. Yeah, 315 down the line. You were close. Very close. What else, Dan?
So, I'm excited. I really am. And I still think Yankees didn't do enough in the offseason.
Confirmed.
One of those firm
believers on that. There's not one person that's going to say that they did enough. We all feel like they could have and should have done more. But it is enough, and this is what we got. This is what we're riding with.
Yeah, and the other thing is I'm interested to see this year. I think could be a year make it break it for Aaron Boone, because I think that if they fail this year, I think there's no other excuses that can be made for him if they don't win.
Did you hear me earlier? I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but there's something that I said. Aaron Boone is safe. No matter what happens this year, Aaron Boone is safe. In my opinion, he's safe. Yeah. I think they're already drafting up his next contract.
That's crazy.
Aaron Judge loves him. The players like him. The likability factor, and now that he's been around. All right, so let's back this up. And I got the opportunity to sit with Boone and interview Boone and meet Boone, and it actually helped me understand Boone and like Boone a little bit more. Boone, what other team did Aaron Boone manage?
None.
They handpicked him. They selected him to be the guy. He is Brian Cashman's manager for this era. He's going to see it through for this era with Aaron Boone. They're attached at the hip. He's going to be here throughout Cashman's four-year extension. You can bank on it. Yeah. I'm telling you. They're not gonna be trash this year. I'm not going to say that they're definitely making the postseason, but I am going to tell you, no matter what, Aaron Boone's your manager. He's not going anywhere. The captain of the team loves him. Players on this team respect him, like him, want to play for him. And now he's been there long enough in the system. Like, even with Brad Ausmus, the bench coach, a former manager, even with Joe Girardi back on the Yes Network, who's going to be in the booth watching his every move, critiquing him, Aaron Boone is safe.
I see it. I truly see it. And that's crazy, because he's been here. This is his eighth season as Yankee manager.
Brian Cashman is on record saying that he hopes he gets as long as Joe Torre and Joe Girardi got. And they were both here longer than 8 years.
Well, I see that. I think the thing that gets me a little annoyed, and I think some other Yankee fans annoyed about Boone, me not as much, because I think Boone's done a relatively good job since being here. I just think that if he doesn't win, the Yankee fans are going to go berserk at him this year, especially that you have Juan Soto. But I think the fact that they fired Joe Girardi after one game away from the ALCS and they haven't gotten to that point since is a terrible optic among the fans.
Yeah, and they don't care what you guys think about optics. Clearly, they don't care about that.
No, not at all. And why should they? They're in that position for a reason.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. They don't care about what the fans think. They don't care about optics. Boone is their guy, and he will be here as long as Cashman will be here. They're not going to suck this year. They trust Boone. The players like Boone. The captain of the team, Aaron Judge, is like friends with Boone. And Boone, as much as Yankee fans hate on him, they don't hold him as the reason. I don't want to say accountable. They don't look at him as the reason that the team failed last year and even through this stretch of, like, how you mentioned Girardi was in Game 7 from going back to the World Series and they moved away from him. They don't look at it as like, oh, the reason we haven't gotten back is the manager. They'll point to injuries. Man, you can blame Cashman more so than Boone. Cashman's the one that's made the moves and got the guys in here for Boone to pencil in the lineup, for Boone to, you know, go get out of the bullpen.
I can name about 5 to 10 bad moves that Brian Cashman has made in the last 5 years. So I think that he's one of the big reasons, and they'll never fire him. He's a lifetime GM.
He's the eternal GM. He's a lifetime member until he wants to retire, which he's not trying to retire anytime soon. Here's something else that I put out there, Dan. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter. I was talking to people online, as I always do. Shout out to Yankee Twitter, man. It's been over 10 years running with Yankee Twitter. I'm talking to my guy, Jimmy Rondazzo. He's just like, yo, Yankee Twitter, like, as much as people get at each other's necks, like, a lot of us know each other. A lot of us see each other at the stadium. There's just, like, levels to it. And I spoke also about different fandom, right? Like, the TV fans that just watch on TV, the stadium fans that go to a ton of games, that watch the game, the internet fans that don't even watch the games, really. They watch clips that get posted. Like, there's a difference. So I put this on Twitter about the Yankees, and it just kind of made me laugh, right? So Dougie Fresh hit me on Twitter. He said, yo, Keith, it's World Series or bust for the Yankees, for our Yankees. I said, yeah, every year since I can remember, we're approaching the longest stretch without an appearance in Yankees history, 18 years. I said, I think we might actually get there. Giancarlo Stanton's contract will still be on the books. Yikes. Like, how crazy is that? The Yankees right now at 15 years are three more seasons away from an 18-year drought, which would match their longest stretch in their history without a World Series, which is 1978 to 1996. It would be the second dark age. It would match that dark age that, like, some people listening remember. I don't remember that. Some people listening could tell you about. I couldn't tell you anything about that. In 96, I was in the first grade. Like, the Yankees are on the precipice of matching their longest drought. And one of the moves that you're talking about that you can name from Cashman, going to get Giancarlo Stanton. That contract will still be on the books if we match that 18 years. Isn't that crazy?
That's beyond crazy. And I don't, and like, in hindsight, it still blows my mind that he didn't wait a year for Bryce Harper. Or even bring him in to play first base, which, by the way, Bryce Harper's the everyday first baseman for the Phillies.
Yeah, they didn't have that opening. I mean, we did it all last October. I'll never get over it. I just was at spring training, sitting right behind home plate, looking at Bryce Harper like, this guy should be here. He should be on the other side. This guy should have been a Yankee.
He grew up a Mickey Mantle fan. His numbers were 3 and 4 because Mickey Mantle wore 7. He wanted to be here.
All right, Dan. And what else you got, Dan? I don't like talking about this.
All right. You might not like my next topic. The New York Rangers. I think this. If there's a team that can break through in New York, I think it might be them right now. I was talking to my friend today, and we were talking about who they'd be having to go up against the play. Tampa scares me. Tampa really scares me in terms of teams that I don't want to play. But if they don't have to play Tampa, they've been able to manage Florida, where they played 3 close games against them, lost by 1 goal once, and lost on an empty netter, which really is a 1-goal loss. They beat them in overtime. They handled Boston. I'm not scared of Boston at all. I don't think the Bruins are a very good hockey team. Not that they're not very good, but I think they're carried by the loser point. That's why they've done as well as they've done. They don't scare me. The Capitals don't scare me. Carolina doesn't scare me because I don't think they have the goaltending. The team that scares me the most out of any team in the NHL that I don't want to play in the finals, and you might find this crazy, is the Winnipeg Jets.
The Winnipeg Jets. Yeah, the Devils just beat them. I don't know, man. Everyone should scare you when you get to the Stanley Cup playoffs because anybody can win in a series. I mean, you felt that last year when you were up against the Devils and absolutely choked that one away. But
now you're bringing up a topic I don't want to talk about.
Yeah. I just, you know, being real, I wish I was on air for that. But yeah, I'm rooting for the Rangers and the Rangers town in 30 years since the last Stanley Cup. It's gonna be a great time. Thanks for the call, Dan. We gotta take another break. This is probably my second to last break. 877-337-6666. If you want to get a word in on the Rangers and their chances in the Stanley Cup, go for it. If you want to get a word in on Aaron Boone, if you disagree, if you think Aaron Boone's on his last leg, Keith, this is his last season. All right, I got a newsflash for you. If you feel like this Yankees team did do enough, they are all in. They did do enough to win the World Series this year. Call me up and tell me about that. And, I mean, if you're not a Rangers fan, maybe you're a Knicks fan. The Knicks look really good tonight. And if the Rangers fail, maybe the Knicks will go further than them. Law of the Garden. Somebody's got to get it done. 877-337-6666. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, we're back. Here come the hot stepper. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It is opening day, man. We made it. I just can't get over the fact that last year's roller coaster ride absolutely sucked. Like, C-Mac is coming up, and I remember C-Mac started doing his overnights and having his own show, and I would listen to his show, and I felt a kind of way, right? Because I'm like, man, this guy gets to have his own show, and the Yankees are terrible. I felt some kind of way for myself. But I'm glad that I had my baby last year. Picked the right season to not miss much. Picked the right season to not go to the stadium as much. Picked the right season to, cut games off. Remember last year, and this is the last we're going to talk about it. Just remember last year how the Yankees couldn't win on Sundays. They used to ruin everybody's Sunday fun day. They used to ruin everybody's family Sunday, holidays on Sundays, get-togethers on Sunday. Yankees found a way to ruin it. That's how I know. I'm like, the Lord don't even like this bunch. God don't even like this team. They're unholy. That's done. It's over. 877-337-6666. Let's go all the way down to the NO, New Orleans. Glenn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, love listening to you. And I can remember back in July and then into August when you were so down on the Yankees that I'm not going to talk about the Yankees anymore. I'm going to start talking about the Giants and the Jets.
I thought the Giants and the Jets were going to be playoff teams and we had a great football season coming up. Wrong.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. Well, earlier you were talking about Boone and whether he's going to be fired. And, of course, he won't be fired because we all know, as in all of the teams, the analytics guys are the ones making the call.
And you're the first call of the season to say anything about analytics. Ding, 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 ding. You know that's going to be a conversation every night. Hey, why'd they pull this guy in the fifth inning? Analytics. Hey, how come this guy's resting today? Analytics.
And I'm 68, so you know what I think about analytics. It's why all of these guys are falling down on the injured list before the season starts. Instead of spending all winter working out, why don't they do like they did in the 70s and drink beer for 6 months and then get into baseball shape at spring training and you're ready to pitch 9 innings on opening day. Not 5 innings, 9 innings on opening day, and it happened all the time. It's analytics, Keith.
Yeah, I don't know. The game has changed and evolved. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Oh, no, you can't drink beers and smoke cigarettes and hang around. I do think there is something, too. Like, you know, with Kodai Senga comes in and he first starts to throw and he's hurt. And it's like, what were you doing all offseason? What were you doing in the winter? And, you know, Glenn brings up a good point. The Yankees specifically were so embarrassed by last season that many of them showed up early to Tampa. Like, some guys were there before Christmas. Some guys were there right after Christmas. Nestor Cortez was flying from Miami to Tampa and, you know, spending the beginning of the week there and then going home on the weekend. And then it got to the point where if Aaron Judge is down there, why aren't you down there? If DJ LeMahieu is down there, why aren't you down there? If Gleyber Torres, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it started to get to the point where the whole team is down there, where guys like Carlos Rodon, you better be down there working out, getting ready to go. So they took that approach. But when we talk about analytics, man, I heard BK again, Brian Kenny, on with BT and Sal, who yesterday morning they were over at 40 Hearts Way in Sea Caucus at MLB Network. Awesome. I don't know why. I guess they weren't allowed to stream that on Twitch. I woke up today and tried to watch it on Twitch, and it wasn't on. I'm like, what's going on? I would have loved to see them, you know, actually get that on Twitch, but I'm sure there was some type of legal, some reason they couldn't do that. But Brian Kenny said this about analytics. And Brian Kenny, he hosts MLB Now for the Thinking Fan. And he talked about how, you know, analytics is just data. And data is not real life. And you can't make all your real life decisions just off data. It has to help you make decisions, but there has to be other factors. So I don't know. We're getting into baseball, and this is 2024 baseball, and there's going to be a lot of decisions and things made in baseball based off analytics. I just hope that the Yankees go a little bit more off of feel and heartbeat, and I think Aaron Boone is the guy that they expect to help them do that. Let's go to John out in Brooklyn. You're on the Fan, John.
Hey, what's up, T? How you doing, man?
You know, hanging in there, bringing it home. Happy that we're back to baseball, and we'll have real baseball to talk about tonight, not like potential signings and who's going to bounce back.
Did you get to watch that game, James Madison, when they beat Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. I paid for two nights of my Airbnb betting on that game. I took James Madison money line. I took James Madison minus 4.5, and I took the halftime spread.
Keith, I was riding with you with James Madison, but I don't know what I was thinking that they were going to be Duke, though.
Oh, no. I didn't bet a dollar on them with Duke. And some of my homies were like, yo, we tailed you. You know, my boy Mike works for Bleach Report Betting. He actually put the bet in for me because I'm down there in Tampa, and you can't bet down there. So he put the bet in for me, and he tailed my bet. He's like, yo, you're about to follow up with Duke? I'm like, hell nah. And a lot of people that grew up with me, I used to be a Duke fan. I grew up rooting for, you know, Jay Williams. I grew up rooting for Chris Duhon, J.J. Redick, Sheldon Williams, Greg Paulus. I hate him now, but I was like, they're not beating Duke. Like, it's one thing for them to punk those kids from Wisconsin. Those kids from Wisconsin are soft. They were not beating Duke. But I made a good amount of change on them beating Wisconsin. I knew that was getting done. They're 31-3. They opened up the season going to Michigan State and beating Michigan.
I couldn't believe what I just heard on the radio that you were riding with Acuna over your boy Judge, Keith. I was disappointed in you, Keith.
I love Judge, but like, what are we talking about, bro? Did we watch Acuna last year dominate the league? Judge was hurt. He was compromised. And now he's got a lingering toe issue that he's got to manage. And so far in spring training, he was spring beat up. And in his spring training at bats, did Judge homer at all this spring? Did Judge tear the cover off the ball when we saw him the little – like, I can't do it, man. As much as I'm a Yankee fan, as much as I love Judge, I'm not taking him over the reigning NL MVP if we're talking about, like, who's just right now the better player. I think most people are ranking Acuña up there. Judge has to prove it again. It's not 2022.
Yeah, you know, Wacky, I just want to tell for all the New York Yankee fans and all the New York Mets fans, let's have a good season and we all, you know, behave. Let's not go chaos. You know, let's enjoy it. We have good teams.
What are you talking about, John? I'll let you go, John. Behave. Let's not have chaos. Let's just have a good season. What do you expect to come? What do you expect to happen when I'm on in like 24 hours if the Yankees get embarrassed? What do you think this radio station is going to sound like if we got to watch the Yankees go into Houston and it's a house of horrors again? Now, I don't expect that to happen. The last time the Yankees were in Houston, they swept the Houston Astros. It was too little too late. It didn't really matter for anything. You know, embrace the Martian. They, you know, break glass in case of emergency, and we get to see Jason Dominguez go yard first, you know, swing off of Justin Verlander. But what do you think is about to happen? Incoming news flash. This is WFAN. As soon as these teams struggle, fans are going to say, fire everybody, trade this guy. This guy sucks. This guy's terrible. David Stearns, get him out of here. I can't stand Brian Cashman. Who hired Carlos Mendoza? Can't wait till they fire Aaron Boone. Like, that's on the way. That's guaranteed. You guys better enjoy the run of the Rangers and the Knicks, because if the Mets and the Yankees don't get off to good starts, it's going to be a ton of negativity. Let's go to Long Branch. Eli, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, brother? How are you, man?
I'm good. Bringing it home. I got like 9 minutes.
I'll make it quick with you. So number one and everything, I mean, with this Judge injury and everything before, I really am not sure, you know, now and everything about the, you know, especially about that, you know, massive contract they gave him at all.
None of us are. There's no way in your mind you think that that's going to be a good contract, but he deserved it. He earned it. I would get him ready to play first base.
Yeah, no question about it. But yeah, I honestly and everything with as good as I'm just so hyped for this Knicks team and all that the Yankees are like on the back burner to me.
That's why I just queued you up, man. You know, some of y'all better just keep enjoying the success of the Knicks. The Knicks putting up 145 points, something they haven't done since the 80s. There are Knicks fans, plenty of them, that weren't alive last time they scored that much. With the Knicks getting whole, enjoy the New York Knicks and the Rangers, because they're good teams. We know they're good. We know they're going to be in the playoffs. We know they're going to have postseason games. We just hope they have postseason success. We don't know what the Mets or Yankees are, to be honest.
Yeah, no question about it. But one thing I would how far do you think they're going to be able to go in all this next team? I'm really thinking in everything, if we get back, if they get back Ananobi and Randall's healthy decently, they could possibly go to the finals or win it all.
I'm not going to say what they can't be, you know. Thanks for the call, Eli. Shout out to the Long Branch, Green Wave. We just stole your head coach. Long Branch is the rival high school to my high school, Ocean Township High School. Hated y'all. We used to play on homecoming. Like, I remember writing on the post a couple weeks ago with Tiki Barber on Instagram talking about rivalries with the Eagles and the Giants. And I'm like, I still hate my rival high schools. My boy Chad King just went and won the state championship with Long Branch, and now they're bringing him back home to coach the Big Red. Let's go. Let's go, Ocean Township Spartans. Middlebrook, we done it again. But, yeah, enjoy the Knicks, because you just saw Mitchell Robinson come back tonight. When you get OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, you got a deep squad. You got some dogs, and I'm not going to tell you what they can't be. I listen to hosts on this Fan say, oh, they're cooked. No, the season has ebbs and flows. I remember getting on this mic telling y'all, go through some adversity. Go through some adversity. Okay, Dante DiVincenzo's got a hamstring. Brunson's got an ankle. You guys are banged up. So what? They'll get right. They'll figure it out. And these guys are working to come back, and OG Anunoby and Julius Randle, it means something to them. This could be one of the best Knicks runs ever. I'm not going to tell you what they're going to be. Eddie's out in Los Angeles. Maybe Eddie knows what the Knicks are going to be. Yo, Eddie, it's your turn. You're on the fan. Yo, Eddie! L.A.! Eddie fell asleep on us. Dang, come on, Eddie. I thought you were about to talk about the Knicks, bro. Thought you were about to say something like, go New York, go from the West Side. East Coast, come on. East Coast, West Coast. I just put Eddie on hold. Let's see if Eddie is ready to go. A one, a two, a one, two, three. All right, let's go to Eddie out in Los Angeles. What's up, Eddie? You're on the fan.
Heath, what's up, man? I've been listening to you really quick. I've been listening to you since your first day. But this is my first time calling and speaking to you, so I just want to let you know that.
I appreciate it, bro. For real.
All right, bro. Let's talk about the New York, not the New York Knicks. Today we're going to talk about the New York Knickerbockers. I am so excited. I'm at a loss of words, and I just want to give credit today to, and I want to hear what you say about them. And I'll give you my prediction. My prediction was, I think they're going to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think they even have a chance to get to the NBA Finals. And I want to give credit to, of course, Brunson, Deuce McBride, and Tom Thibodeau. Because in the beginning of the season, it seemed like Tom Thibodeau was making a lot of mistakes. But every button he has pushed, even with all of these injuries. And, of course, you know, the GM bringing in and making the OG trade. It's been unbelievable, and I'm just enjoying this ride. And then I want to hear what you got to say. All right, Keith, I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. You know, I didn't ask Eddie this because I'm running out of time. I always wonder what the best Knicks team some of y'all have seen, like, is. A lot of you can't reference Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley and those guys. And a lot of Knicks fans are riding off of Carmelo Anthony and last year's team. Man, I think they can beat the Pacers in a series. I think they can beat the Cavs in a series. I think they can beat the Orlando Magic in a series. I would love to see them end up in, I don't know, the number two seed. Not have to face the Bucks potentially, meet up with the Celtics, right? Everybody was telling me this was the Celtics year. You'd love to see Kristaps Porzingis. And the last thing I'll say before I get to my last call, Aaron in Brooklyn, heads up, I'm coming to you. The Garden is magical, bro. Like, I went to game 5 last year, and I couldn't believe it. I got so drunk. Shout out to Casamigos, because I drink it, and they paying me for it. And they just came through with tickets this season. Like, just sent me a bunch of tickets and parking passes. I'm like, out of all the companies I've worked with, Casamigos, I absolutely love. I manifested that for years. I was drinking Casamigos, like, yo, I need to be an influencer. And they showed me big love. But game 5, I had so many Casamigos, soda, and limes. I was wearing my Brooklyn Nets socks in there. I was sad. I was like, how did the Brooklyn Nets go from being a playoff team, having all the excitement, to like now? I'm literally in the Garden experiencing playoff basketball. They're beating the Heat, forcing a game 6. And I'm like, they're not going anywhere. I'm like, this is only going to build. They're only going to get better. I'm like, how did that fast I go from trolling the Knicks, laughing at the Knicks? Jalen Brunson. I gave credit to Jalen Brunson. And Randall was banged up, and obviously IQ was out. And I just said when I did my Casamigos big shot, another Casamigos plug, I'm like, look at what Deuce McBride, Miles McBride has turned into. And you have Dante DiVincenzo. And what you didn't have last year was that outside shooting. Now you have that. And then you have the inside presence with Ihart, and Mitchell Robinson just came back. And you've got Precious Achiuwa, Bonus, Josh Hart. Like, man, tip your cap to Leon Rose and World Wide West and these guys for what they've been able to do. And make sure you're mentioning Tibbs as Coach of the Year. And they should be mentioning Jalen Brunson in the MVP conversation. I'm not stretching it. I'm a Nets fan. I'm being real with you. Last call of the night goes to Aaron in Brooklyn. You got it, Aaron.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you a question. How long do you think it'll take for Severino to be on the DL?
That's a great question. Thanks for the call. I said that to Tiki and Evan like last week when they were talking about betting him for Cy Young. I said, no, the bet isn't on him winning the Cy Young. The bet is over under on how many games until he's hurt. Like, how long until Seve's on the IL? The Yankees had to use kid gloves with him. They didn't let him pitch in the World Baseball Classic. He was upset. We're like, yeah, we need you to pitch during the season. Then when he was healthy, he clearly was hurt and tipping pitches. Like, I think if he's healthy, he's a dog. But if he's not healthy, it's going to be a problem. He's getting up there in age. He's another year older. And the Mets rotation can't afford to have a $13 million one-year guy in Severino come out there throwing hard, fired up to prove himself. Let's go, Seve. Woo! You know, Seve's got a lot of fire and energy. You're going to learn. You're going to see when he gets out of those jams. I used to call him Seve Houdini. When he strikes a guy out, when he gets a double play behind him, he's going to show emotion. You can't afford to have that guy hit the IL in the first half of the season. I'm just saying, I don't wish it on you at all. I don't wish it on Severino. That's my dog. I want him to do well. I hated him last year. I couldn't stand watching him pitch last year because I felt defeated. I felt like the game was over before he threw the first pitch. And I can't wait to first pitch at 3:10. We're back, baby. And I'll be back on The Fan later on after the Yankee game. I don't know exactly what time. We'll see. But yeah, we'll do this again. Appreciate y'all. C-Mac is coming up next. Shout out to everybody watching on TikTok. Shout out to Fleegs producing, Connor Gangreen, who was producing earlier, and everybody that called and everybody that interacted on Twitter. Baseball, we back, baby. Let's go baseball. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.